USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president's Senate impeachment trial moves into the next phase as senator jurors will be allowed to ask questions of the House managers and the president's attorneys. The White House team finished up their defense.
It is time for this to end.
The president's lawyers dismissing new claims from John Bolton that contradict their defense.
Are you going to allow proceedings on impeachment to go from a New York Times report about someone that says what they hear is in a manuscript?
The leaked manuscript. The leaked manuscript from John Bolton's forthcoming book says the president did condition aid to Ukraine on investigations into Joe and Hunter Biden. The remains of two Americans have been recovered from the wreckage of a small jet that crashed in Afghanistan on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Officials say they've recovered all of the victims who died in the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter. Nike says they've completely sold out of all Kobe Bryant merchandise. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is welcoming President Trump's proposed peace plan for the Middle East and says he will begin annexing the West Bank settlements on Sunday.
This is a historic day.
The president didn't address the question of Palestinian refugees and whether they'll have the right of return to their former homes. And he said neither Palestinians nor Israelis would be uprooted from their homes under his plan.
My vision presents a win-win opportunity for both sides, a realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas called the plan the slap of the century. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There's a new warning out about a very common household medication. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The head of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners is blowing the whistle on the overuse of medications containing acetaminophen. They say it results in an estimated 59,000 emergency room visits and 38,000 hospitalizations every year. The president of the association, Sophia Thomas, says the maximum daily dose of acetaminophen should be 4,000 milligrams, but she says taking more than that can lead to liver damage. Acetaminophen is found in over 600 prescriptions and over-the-counter medicines used to treat colds, coughs, and fever. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A powerful 7.7 earthquake struck the Caribbean, shaking parts of Jamaica and Cuba shortly after 2 p.m. A small tsunami wave was observed at Georgetown and the Cayman Islands. Shaking was felt as far away as Miami, and reports began surfacing on social media that high-rise buildings were felt swaying. The earthquake was the strongest to hit the region since a magnitude 8 quake struck on August 4, 1946. This was also the strongest earthquake anywhere on the globe since a magnitude 8 quake hit near Peru on May 26. A magnitude 6.5 aftershock happened near the Cayman Islands shortly after the main quake. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.